Benefits and concerns regarding controversial Coney Island Casino Project. Thor Equities, the development company behind the controversial Coney Island Casino Project, finds itself in the midst of a heated debate over the potential benefits and drawbacks of such an establishment. While the company emphasizes the positive impact it would have on the local community, opposition from concerned locals has cast doubt on the project's future. As the battle rages on, the fate of the planned casino's bid for a New York license hangs in the balance. Thor Equities, known for its successful real estate ventures and urban development projects, believes that the proposed casino resort would bring significant economic advantages to the area. The company estimates that the project would generate around 4,000 jobs, along with various other benefits. The developer has been vocal in promoting the employment opportunities that brick-and-mortar casinos like this one would offer, particularly highlighting the well-paid, year-round jobs that would provide stability and potential career growth for local residents. Robert Cornegie, a former New York City Council member, emphasized the potential of the hotel trade to create lucrative opportunities for the community. However, despite the promises of job creation and economic stimulation, many locals remain unconvinced. Critics argue that a high-profile gambling venue could lead to social costs such as problem gambling, increased crime rates, and a transformation of the neighborhood's character. Brooklyn's Community Board 13 has expressed strong opposition to the project, warning of the dangers associated with a large-scale casino and its potential negative impact on an already struggling area. The concerns raised by community representatives highlight the underlying fears and skepticism surrounding the project. The board members worry that the casino could turn Coney Island into another Atlantic City, exacerbating existing socioeconomic issues. While Thor Equities has pledged to focus recruitment and job training efforts on local communities, some question the longevity of the promised jobs, particularly in the hospitality industry. Lucy Mujica Diaz, the chairperson of Community Board 13, voiced her skepticism about the ability to sustain a significant number of jobs within the community. The ongoing controversy and opposition have placed Thor Equities in a precarious position. The company's efforts to present the casino project in a positive light have thus far failed to assuage the concerns of the local community. The widening rift between proponents and opponents of the casino threatens to undermine the consortium's chances of securing one of the limited New York casino licenses. With fierce competition for these licenses, the intense backlash against the Coney Island project may significantly impact its prospects. As the battle between Thor Equities and the community continues, the future of the controversial Coney Island casino project remains uncertain. The company's attempts to highlight the potential economic benefits and job opportunities have clashed with the concerns and fears of the local population. Ultimately, it will be up to the regulatory authorities and public sentiment to determine whether the project can move forward and fulfill its promises of revitalization or whether it will succumb to the opposition and fade into the realm of unrealized dreams.